Bingo! There was a chorus of groans at the cheerful word. Groans from everyone except the blonde woman across the aisle from me. She'd won nearly a dozen baskets tonight, as well as the first 50-50, which had ended up being almost $70. Although, in all fairness, the woman had probably spent $300 on the many bingo cards she had strategically placed around her. Her strategy was clearly paying off. If her goal was to go home with a truckload of basket winnings, that is. That woman is a piece of work. Daisy hissed, glaring over at the blonde. Who is she? I asked, following her gaze and wondering what beyond the woman's bingo luck had annoyed my friend. Stacy Mellowmaker. Daisy rolled her eyes, self-absorbed, shallow, entitled trophy wife. I blinked in surprise. Admittedly, Stacy Mellowmaker appeared to be a walking stereotype of what Daisy had said, with her designer leggings, cleavage-enhancing top, glossy blonde locks, and eyelash extensions. But my friend wasn't normally the sort of person to judge someone by their appearance. I wasn't either, until this Stacy woman started winning all the baskets at bingo. The thought made me feel immediately guilty. Luck? And an annoying, smug smile didn't make someone a horrible person. I'm sure she's not that bad, I protested.
Heck, she's not, Olive chimed in. She's nearly got Chip's Cupcakery shut down over that gluten thing a couple months ago.
She has celiac disease? I grimaced, thinking how difficult that must be. And what the heck the woman planned to do with the giant basket of cookies she'd just won.
No, she's on some diet and claimed the gluten-free muffins weren't really gluten-free and caused her to bloat. Chip swore up and down there wasn't even a hint of cross-contamination, but the damage was done. He almost went under because of that.
Then there was that screaming fit last week, Kat added.
The one at Lester's Auto Repair? Or the one at the library? Or the one at the coffee shop?
Daisy asked.
The one at Sephora over the lipsticks, Kat replied.
They all nodded, making me feel like I'd been completely out of the loop gossip-wise.
Who was she arguing with at the library? I asked, sneaking a glance at the woman.
Last week? The new assistant, Molly, Kat replied. The week before, she was yelling at Mrs. Greenway over the selection of children's book at reading time.
That poor daughter of hers.
Olive shook her head.
Cheyenne,
Daisy commented,
with an S instead of a C, and an A instead of an E, because naming your daughter after a city in Wyoming isn't weird enough unless you switch up the letters a bit.
I blinked in astonishment. This? Coming from a woman whose mother had named her after a flower?
People wonder if she's even Gus Mellowmaker's daughter.
Kat snipped with unusual cattiness.
Rumor says Stacy's been sleeping with one of the trainers at the gym. And that he's not the first she's screwed around with. Plus, her husband is ancient. The guy's got to be 90 if he's a day. I can't imagine how he could possibly have fathered a child at his age.
Suzette shuddered.
Ugh, I don't want to imagine that.
As horrible as Stacy Mellowmaker sounded, I really didn't want to speculate about the nature of her relationship with her husband. I preferred to think that people truly loved one another, 50 or 60 years of age, difference aside. Either way, the matter of how their daughter had been conceived was none of my business. Was the guy really 90, though? Maybe Kat was exaggerating by 30 years or so.